due to a dodgy digestion. I think a lot about how do I feel after I have eaten. The food is delicious, but how does it sit in my gut afterwards? So I was very interested to read in Health magazine an article about healing the inflamed gut. The idea of healing was a new one. Is that possible? The article gave a recipe for banana bread using ground pecan nuts instead of flour. No sugar. Honey instead. Grinding the nuts was a mission. I even... I have a new hand blender. The first I have ever had. I drove myself and the assistant at Kitchens mad, questioning the functions of nut grinding on every machine, and found that, according to Kitchens, that all nuts, when ground, eventually go to a paste because of the heat. So it seemed that grinding nuts might be a Shangri-La mission, venture. So I bought my £30 Philips hand blender with a grinding attachment. And I did a bit of research and found freezing the nuts might stop them getting oily too fast. I froze the nuts. I assembled the nut blender. Yes, with short pulses and not expecting too much fineness, I ground the pecan nuts. Pecans are expensive. Nuts are more expensive than flour. Here's the recipe. The banana bread tasted a bit worthy, and I did go very non-vegan and spread with organic butter. However, it must be noted that it was easy to eat. It was not like sickly eating sweetness. And afterwards, my gut felt good. It would not have been so happy with the grain of wheat, possibly. This article also broadly mentioned these good foods as being good for burning guts, and I was pleased to see yogurt, homemade yogurt, was amongst them. I think that's it.